Hi, my name is Connor. Welcome to my podcast. I got two guests with Diego and Ryland. We're going to be going over social views and history and how they tie together. So we're going to be going over, let's go over ethics first. How about that? Ethics. What do you believe is the right way to act when first meeting somebody?
To be honest, for myself, I don't care. I'm going to be my full self. You know what I mean? People like to, I am proper. I'm the nice British person. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whenever, like, being introduced to someone, but, like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
At all. Like,
They like me. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't care, bro. I could have ice cream stains all over my shirt and, like, come in, like, to a building sprayed with a hose after, like, skating all day, and I don't give a crap. Like, I don't care if, like, if I look weird or if I act weird.
Yeah, I just understand. What about you, Diego?
It's the same for me. I mean, when I first meet people, I don't really do much until I get to know them a little more. But really, I just still act myself either way. I mean, people I know longer, I do act a little different. But usually the first people I meet, it just turns out like that because of them.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, y'all know how I act around new people. I act the exact same. I don't care. I'm so bad with that. I'll be saying the most out of pocket things.
Same. Up, bro.
Just meeting someone. I don't know, like, people worry about how someone sees them, but if you just be yourself and just say what you want.
Exactly.
The right people will be in your life. If you continue to try to be someone else that you're not, you'll have the wrong people in your life.
Exactly, bro. Yeah.
You got to act you to attract the people that you want in your life. It's all about how you act and how you perceive. If you act the way you act, people like you will be in your life because they think it's funny. They think it's funny, chill, or they like having discussions with you. Either way, I mean, there's going to be people who like certain parts of you more, but hey, if you can be you and they are willing to stick around for that, they're the right person. It's the right person to have in your life. What do you guys think about inequality?
Inequality? With what groups?
Just inequality as a whole, within a, as a generalized, just inequality.
It's stupid. But it also, people need to remember that it goes to everyone, in my opinion.
Yeah.
To me personally, I don't give a rat's butt about your skin color or your sexuality or, like, if you like cats or dogs more. I can't give a crap.
Right.
You know, I'm going to treat everyone equally.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm also not going to baby anyone.
Yeah, shouldn't baby anyone.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know, a lot of different types of people like to, like, woe is me, you know what I mean? So basically, like, people where they, like, push their sexuality on you.
Projecting.
And, yeah, project it. And, like, with, people are normally really chill about that, but every once in a while you run into those people where they're, like, there's nothing else to their personality except that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I see that a lot. I see it more than we should, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
That amount of people projecting how they believe, like, non-binary? Whenever they're projecting, like, people should be non-binary to respect others. It's like, no, just because you feel non-binary or something like that, I don't mind. But if you try to, like, force me to feel like I should be they, them, instead of he, him.
Like, I'm about to say something really, really offensive to some groups, right?
Yeah.
And this is just my belief, so don't have a wussy party over this, right?
Yeah.
But, like, you should love yourself as you are.
Yeah.
That's one of my main things. Yeah. Learn, like, that sounds pretty respectable, right? But of course there are some people that actually feel like they are the other gender, you know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
And if you want to go, like, to that extent of, like, chopping your wee-wee off, I mean, like, you can do that if that's what you want to do over the age of 18, but, like, everyone doesn't really need to do that. Because you could be a dude and into Barbies or into whatever, like dressing up. You know what I mean?
That doesn't mean you have to be a girl. Or
like, yeah, feminine things. Doesn't. And if you're a girl and you're into sports or into like cars or whatever, that doesn't mean that you have to like
be a man.
Be a man. Yeah. You know what I mean? You could be into like with the LGBTQ community. They like to, instead of saying like, love yourself as you are, or you know what I mean, and if you really want to do that, you can do that.
Yeah.
The way that they're starting to push it is to be able to love yourself, you need to
be a woman.
You need to be this, be this, be your true self in quotation marks, you know?
Yeah,
and that's not actually your true self. That's not
who you are. Your true self is the person that you accept yourself to be. If you try to change who you are or what you are, you're not accepting yourself. You're not who you are. You're trying to be someone else, and that's kind of like the same thing as trying to fit in with other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like changing who you are,
like just your whole personality, just to hang out with people. I mean,
yeah,
that's like so weird.
It is weird trying to change who you are just to fit into this group or marginalized. Group of people who act a certain way, kind of like people who generally like, you know, Dungeons and Dragons, but they don't express that because they don't want to seem like they're weird or anything. I mean, that's more of like accepted nowadays. Dungeons and Dragons actually seem pretty cool because Dungeons and Dragons is actually pretty fun.
Yeah, it is. Like, not even like with what I was talking about. It doesn't even just need to be that. Like, everyone should just be into whatever they want to be into.
Right.
As long as it's not... as long as it's not certain things, but you know what I mean? Like, if you're into Dungeons and Dragons, that's, you know what I mean? You could be into whatever you want to be into.
Right.
Like, and just don't be, what's the word? Don't like hide that from people.
Don't like, try to change who you are to like, fit in better with people.
Like, for example, I know this girl and she is like, she's very proper. She's very, you know what I mean? Like cheerleader, but she also on the side, she doesn't like allow anyone to know this. So this is why I'm not going to name drop.
Yeah.
But she does like cosplays on like anime cosplays on TikTok.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean,
yeah. She does anime cosplays on TikTok and she's super embarrassed by it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it makes it, because she's being embarrassed by it, it makes it weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if you like fully indulge yourself in it and you're like, hell yeah, I'm into this. You know what I mean? Like, that's going to be awesome. You know what I mean? You're like, you could be cool and then also into this and then I'll make that cool. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't make it weird.
Yeah. If you make something that you enjoy weird, people are going to make it seem like it's weird. Mm. If you enjoy cosplaying, I mean, good for you. You like something.
Yeah.
Like, just let it be you. You don't have to change that just because you're like embarrassed by other people or like anything like that. You should just be you. And if you're you, people will like you, will be around you. It's a lot of yous, but
yeah,
it's true. I mean, people will only be around you if they like what you are.
Yeah.
That's the only people that's going to be around you. Friends, girlfriends,
boyfriends,
family members, anything like that. That if they're only around you because they enjoy who you are, and if you overthink that what you enjoy, it's gonna make it seem like you're just weird.
Yeah.
If you make it weird, it's weird. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. What's another subject?
Racism.
Racism?
Racism.
Why are we talking about racism?
Because it's a social view.
Okay. Right. So two white guys and then...
Native.
He's, native?
Yeah, he's native.
Native Mexican.
And native Korean. Mexican.
Native Mexican.
I'm a Jewish native boy.
Yeah, I'm 8 different types of white.
You're all the flavors of white.
He's like my main enemy. Flavors
white,
it's bro. It's like the different...
I don't know, I'm like 33% Scottish, along with like 20% English. English, I'm like 7% Wales, 15% German, 3% Irish. Like, I am a variety. And a lot of what I am is also a minority. Scottish, that's a minority.
Like, that's another thing, is that I don't think color, makes who you are. Yeah, a lot of the time, you know,
a color, like, doesn't make you a majority.
It doesn't make you a majority, right? Like,
yeah, for sure.
For example, right, I look pretty white. You know what I mean? But if you look into the history of the two sides I come from, you know what I mean? It's like they're both
they were both put down. They're both put down.
Both equally like as the same as black people. You know what I mean? In my opinion, but that doesn't matter because I'm just white. You know what I mean?
Right.
In like the woke culture.
Sure, yeah. I might be white, but some of my Irish ancestors were slaves. They were slaves. Scottish. Scottish people were slaves. The only part of me that really wasn't discriminated against all that well, and it's being discriminated against now, it's English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the whole English.
Can I give an example right now that's like a hot topic?
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Netflix made the show about Cleopatra, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know much about Egyptian history and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
But the Egyptians are not happy about the show because they depict her as a black woman.
Oh.
And they depict all the Egyptians as black people.
See, I see.
Before Cleopatra, there were people of darker skin tone in that area of Egypt, but in the time period that the show set in and where Cleopatra in real life was set in, they were not fully like that. You know what I mean?
They're of whitish.
Yeah. Descent. So basically the Egyptians, they're like, hey, what the hell to the people in America? You know what I mean? And then all the black Americans that are wanting the show to happen are like, they're calling them racist.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
I don't think that's crazy.
That's not that racist.
No.
It's that you're depicting a historical figure as something that they weren't.
Yeah,
that's racist.
Yeah, and it makes it even crazier how the how the African Americans and Jamaicans and whatever, you know what I mean, are like completely like want that, and they're like, right? That's pretty racist.
Do you think they would be happy if one of their great ancestors that was really a big historical figure was portrayed by a white person in a show?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah. Angry. You don't want someone a white person depicting a black. It's wrong. It's racist. It doesn't matter the race. It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's foul.
Yeah, see, that's what they used to do way back, I think, before the 60s and 70s when they first started making movies. When they're making the Native movies, the black movies, there's nothing but just white people playing the roles.
Exactly. For Native Americans, they weren't even depicted. Yeah, they weren't natives, but they also
white people.
They also were depicted not like how they actually were. They were they had the feathered hats.
Because, they were
like,
depicted as savages.
I grew up on the reservation where the natives are, and I grew up with just natives. And by the time we were going into high school, because I'm a sophomore this year, and last year I went there. And the high school there, it shares so many different places, and a lot of people are there, and a lot of natives are there, and a lot of Mexicans, and just a couple white people. But then all of them want to like just butt heads against each other because one's native, one's Mexican, and most of the natives are Mexican too, and everybody's trying to fight, and it always comes down is because of this and that.
Because they're different races.
Yeah. And it's just so weird.
There's no reason to fight over a different race, and it might sound weird coming from a white person but that's the thing. I've also dealt with discrimination when I lived in Florida. With the ethnicity was variety. There was Mexicans, native. There was some natives. There were African Americans. There was white people. But no, white people were constantly called crackers, constantly being called a racial slur. It's just because we're a different race doesn't mean just because my ancestors, not even really my ancestors, did that, had slaves or whatnot, that doesn't mean I had slaves and I should be getting discriminated against. I didn't kill natives. I didn't kill Jews. I didn't kill African Americans. There's no reason for me to be discriminated against for being white.
And I'm not the best at history, but Jamaicans weren't enslaved, right?
Jamaicans,
I don't think so. I mean, because the only place they got their slaves was from like
East Africa.
Basically, I have this one friend that's Jamaican, right? And he doesn't know. Well, he is Jamaican. He is the first of his family to be in America.
Yeah.
Right. And my family is from Europe, or Jewish, right? And they moved here during World War II. And then my grandparent or grandma's side is Chippewa Native American, right? So I don't know my dad's side, but most of it is like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what's it called? And he was like trying to pull the race card and be like, oh, you, you know what I mean? You enslaved us. I'm like, I don't think that's how it went down because of my skin color. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. See, like people, when they see skin color, they only see one race and not the other parts of races that you're having, because at that school, like you said, how you said they call you crackers and stuff, all the Mexicans and all the other white people call us res rats or res dogs or just, you know, res kids. And it's just like it all gathered up to the point where it was like just so weird, and to the point where the kids down there are just not even happy to go to school, only to hang out with their friends, which are people they grew up most of their lives with. And it's just so weird because we're not just natives down there. We come from the reservation. That doesn't make us just fully 100% natives, because it's been going down and down, but with split, like Mexicans. I know someone that's native and Korean or Canadian and Hawaiian.
Yeah.
And
I grew up in Maui. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like one of the latest. I don't know how many generations I've been in America, but most of my ancestors came off of the Mayflower.
Yeah.
Like So a lot of it was English, but then again, a lot of them were also mixed with later, some later ancestors and generations of Scottish, Irish, because a bunch of them came here.
Yeah, because it's just at that time, I guess nobody really cared about it until it start coming more and more into like the 1800s with slavery and stuff. And then finally someone kept trying to step up, and it took so many years, and it's still kind of going on right now with, there's just some white people that are just like, want to be like their ancestors and want to be so connected to them to a point where they try to recreate everything and want to keep pushing stuff.
A lot of conservatives. Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of conservatives are like incredibly racist.
I know.
The rednecks. When I live in Florida, the rednecks, they were pretty racist.
Oh my god. Dude.
They threw down some racial slurs. It's like, come on, man. It's not cool. Either if for any race, it's not cool to use racial slurs against another race. It's foul. Yeah. Either way, it doesn't matter. It's both racist. Thank you for listening to my podcast with Diego and Rylan.
Yeah, this was great, bro.
This was nice. Yeah, all right.
Thank you for inviting me.
We need a part two.
Yeah.
Next week. We need a part two. All right, yeah. We're out of here.